patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I don't know what to do. It's going to be Brooke. That's kind of been taken care of. Zora will give us the update. Zora Stevenson. Good afternoon, Zora.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I mean, your weekly updates are updates no more because he's back.
He's back, and how would you say he's doing? What's the way to observe? The Hall of Famer Tony Smith, the doctor of basketball, says don't expect too much given how long he's been out. So I don't know. I would say my eye test says so far so good.
100% agree. He's already increased his minutes from the first game. In his third game back, he starts. He's already increased his point total, 15 points, new season high against the Timberwolves. I mean, to me, Brooke looks great, and he says he feels great, and it's just about continuing to get back, especially offensively. Like, that's something you can't replicate in your rehab, is game speed and feeling the basketball and getting up and down with your teammates. So that's going to take time. Coaches have encouraged him. Brooke, like, you've already won. You're out there. The pressure's off. And, yeah, he's, you know, getting kind of thrown back in. And Brooke looks great, if you ask me. But you can't have, like, you can't have, you know, this is Brooke in this season of life, right? I think so much we always compare people. And we just have to look at Brooke as where he's at right now, which is great.
As we prep for the playoffs, what's on your list? What are you watching, if anything, to make you feel the most comfortable about where the Bucks are when the playoffs start?
You know, honestly, Homer, I'm not watching for anything in particular. And what I mean by that is, even if the Bucks have this amazing spurt, amazing run towards the end of the regular season, 11 games left, anything can happen in the playoffs. Like, to me, the playoffs start a new season. Like, whatever you did during the regular season, yes, you build good habits. Yes, like, there's no on-off switch. But anything can happen. So I'm not putting too much weight, positive or negative, on anything that's going on right now. You want to be healthy, and you want to be confident going into the playoffs. Everything else, I think, is just a clean slate. There's still, I mean, like, especially with the East right now, it's so close. The games are going to be so competitive. Yeah, there's nothing that's going to give me 100% confidence that anything is guaranteed.
Yeah, because you said you want to be healthy and confident. So what makes you feel confident that everybody's healthy, that's all, and then let's play, or the bench?
Well, healthy is that you can get on the floor. Like, I think that's pretty – obviously, it's the NBA and there's bumps and bruises, but if you have the ability to play the minutes that the coaches want to, you know, put you in for, and you feel like you can get up and down and make an impact, okay – like, healthy check. And when I say healthy, like, the main guys, like, you want your rotation to be healthy. And that's, you know, that's hard to do because a lot of stuff pops up in this league. And then confident, you just want individual guys to feel like, so for example, Bobby Portis, he was somewhere in that, like, under 10% range from the three-point line in this last road trip. Like, you don't want to go into the playoffs like that, right? Like, you want to go in the playoffs, you know, shooting your shot consistently where you feel like, oh, I'm going to make it every time, not second guessing it. So you just want your main guys to feel confident that they can impact the game the way they want to.
All right, a bench who makes the
this is not the answer you want. I know you want.
No,
say,
I don't have. No, I
want the Bucks to beat the Bulls and then the Sixers next week and go on a 6-game road trip.
Nope.
And be at number one.
No,
nope,
I don't
think there's any.
No, I don't have that. No, I don't. I don't.
Okay.
I ask it totally openly because this is totally different. Because they're the defending woo champions. They've got players, and they're, to me, the biggest issue is Lopez healthy, but that seems to be there's a range of good, and then but I don't know, the bench people or I don't I mean, my only concern is that that New York City stop being idiotic and not letting Kyrie Irving play in home games. It's just so fundamentally stupid, but I can't get beyond thinking that versus is he going to be able to play? Because to me, that's a huge thing for the Bucks, because Brooklyn's easily capable of winning the East, but I should hope that they stay stupid in New York City and don't let Kyrie Irving play.
I think you have to take it one series at a time. And at, like, if everything ended today, the Bucks would not see Brooklyn in that first round. So it's like, don't get too far ahead. And of course, like, there's a bunch of people, all hands on deck within the organization to go through every scenario. But, like, the task at hand has to be the next thing. So whoever's in that first round, that's got to be your focus, because there is no second and conference finals and finals unless you get past the first.
Yeah, round. And of the new guys, are there that, you know, the depth, or can they be playoff factors, or is there not even any point in bringing them up?
Well, that's a good question. And the one person, when you said that came to my mind is Javon Carter.
Yeah.
Because he's played so well and made such a huge impact in a short amount of time, especially when George Hill was out with neck soreness.
And but he can defend.
And he's a capable defender and a willing defender. I think that's key as well. But Coach Bud historically gets so tight when it comes to the rotations in the playoffs, rightfully so. I don't know where that. Okay, so if Javon Carter's going to miss, does that mean that George Hill is not? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what it means. I just can see Carter being on the playoffs. I'd be surprised if he's not, because there are points in which he can help you. He might not play for two games. Go guard that guy. He might come in the last 30 seconds. He will help the team in the playoffs.
Okay, coach.
But I don't know that I'm not the coach. That's how I look at it. That's, you know, why I brought up the bench. He's about the only one where I think it's not about how many minutes. It's, is he on the team, and how will Bud use him for the defensive benefit he gives him? And that could occur at any point of any game. Go guard that guy.
He's knocking down threes too.
Yeah.
So that's a factor as well. You want to talk about, like, I think everyone that's in the current rotation could potentially have a role in the playoffs. Like, you could use Wesley Matthews in the same way, depending on a matchup. Like, you want him to guard someone. You could use Serge Ibaka. I mean, yeah, you've got your big back, but, I mean, Serge has the ability to rim protect, to rebound, to stretch the floor. You know, he can hit the three-point shot. Like, it just gives you a different look.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the bench role players have the opportunity to have it reminds me of, you know, Bobby Portis last season, like, didn't play in the Brooklyn series, but was so pivotal in the finals against the Phoenix Suns. Like, you may have some of that happening in the playoffs, and everybody's just got to keep a level head, knowing that their time may come and you have to be ready when it does.
Again, everything's important. Talking with Zora Stevenson, everything's important as it relates to the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, the Boston Celtics are now making relative to the Milwaukee Bucks, because I can't believe how good they are. What the hell is going on? What has changed? There are basketball reasons why the Boston Celtics are playing not well, but really well.
I mean, can you believe it? So the Sixers, the Bucks, and the Celtics are all equally 2.5 games behind the number one seed. I think I can't pinpoint why I'm not ingrained in the Celtics and what's going on in that locker room, but I think the resurgence of this team at the end of the season just proves how close this Eastern Conference is right now, and no team can afford to have a skid. Like, you can't go on a 3-4 game losing streak at this point, because you see how quickly you can go from 1-2-3 to even being in the play-in. And, you know, the Bucks will never say, like, hey, we want to be the number one seed, but they will let you know they don't want to be in that play-in scenario, right? And that's why every game moving forward is so important.
Yeah, and I believe in point differential. And Boston, I never would have thought in a million years Boston would lead the league in the Eastern Conference in point differential. They're at 6.4, and Miami's next, and the Bucks are right there. But Boston was good enough. Because you're talking about a team that's winning by a slightly greater margin and then losing by less. There's no way. Boston?
They have the talent, though.
Really?
You never believed in Jason Tatum?
No, I never. I don't know. They never impressed me as the team. Like, Boston's good, but not good enough. Boston's good, good enough.
They're on a roll now, but, like, I mean, yes, impressive. Like, okay, you're beating the Grizzlies, you're beating the Nets. But you're also beating who you're supposed to be. So you're beating the Pistons. You're beating the Kings. You're beating the Thunder. They're going on a little run, especially post-All-Star break.
All right.
Kudos to them.
They haven't.
But not on my mind.
All right. They haven't wowed you yet.
No.
They haven't changed your view of them.
No, but if the Bucks have to play, well, I respect everyone. I mean, these are NBA teams.
Right.
Like, these are, you know, like, in my mind, especially if you're talking about in the East, 10 and above, like, I don't think there's any guaranteed series here.
Right, but I mean, it's like, if I ask you a list, and we'll do this next week, teams you don't want to play the order of, I don't want to play this team the most, and we'll see where Boston is on that list. You don't have to do it
maybe,
now.
Maybe at the bottom, but I don't say that because I don't respect or understand the threat that the Celtics
Yeah, but
could
they
be.
They will show me that they've impressed you when you move them up that list of teams you don't want to play. We'll get the order next week. Pebble will inform you. Don't worry about it because there's no way I remember, but that's okay. It's just old discrimination against
old people.
I don't
know if I can rank. That's like a pick of poison. They're
yeah,
all
no, you can rank. I just have to figure out the way for you to do it, but... You have a ranking. You may not want to give your ranking. Now, that's I'll have to address that as a possible problem. All right. Yeah. Talk to you next week, Zora.
Bye.
Zora Stevenson, every week at this time. Do you think I can get her to rank the team she fears the most?
I think she can do it, but she's going to have trouble putting it in what order I think that you would like them to
she
be.
She might group it for me.
Correct.
I might have to take a group. All right. Back to getting screwed and getting my traffic ticket. Deviation from designated lane. I have not gotten any positive input at all. 1-800-990-3776. A division of Old National Bank, the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. I could ask, like, what's the worst traffic ticket? I don't want to know the worst traffic ticket you got. I don't care to know. I want you to tell me what I should do. If you were me, what would you do? That's what I want to know. I want you to help me. I spend 2 hours every day of my life trying to make your life better and happier. Now I'm asking you, help me. I got screwed. You know I got screwed. I know I got screwed. Pebble, did I get screwed? Never mind. Sorry to ask
a little
Pebble.
Bit, yeah.
Forget that I asked Pebble. There's way too much. No, I got screwed. Doesn't mean I didn't do something wrong. It means getting a ticket for what occurred. No one's ever seen it happen before, which means I got screwed. Next.